I'm Case Kieschnick. This sportscast on the Louisiana Radio Network is brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health. When gambling is more than a game, no one wins. The LSU football team reported for fall camp today. WWL's Mike Dettillier expects the Tigers' defensive front to be improved this season, and he hopes to see linebacker Harold Perkins return to his role as a pass rusher. He has questions about the LSU secondary, but was wowed by 6'4 freshman cornerback DJ Pickett. He says he hasn't heard this much buzz about a freshman corner since Patrick Peterson.
I think it's Pickett's recovery speed for a big man and his ability to play the ball in flight. He's going to see action game one, but how the cornerback group ends up, to me, is very intriguing.
Tigers linebacker Whit Weeks was one of the 60 players named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list today. He was joined by Raging Cajun's defensive end Jordan Lawson and Tulane linebacker Sam Howard. The trophy is awarded each year to the best defensive player in college football. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
After putting on pads for the first time yesterday, the Saints had an indoor walkthrough today. Tomorrow will conclude the second time through the quarterback rotation as Jake Haener gets another crack at the starting reps. After the first week of camp, each young QB has shown flashes, but there's no clear favorite yet. Veteran wide receiver Brandon Cook says they all have the right approach.
They're going out there, controlling what they can control, not worrying about everything else, who goes first one day. Who goes first to next. So right there, you're showing each one of your quarterbacks is professional about the situation. They grind and they're willing to push each other, but also help each other out. And I think that's very mature for a bunch of young guys.
Second-year quarterback Spencer Rattler led the team in walkthroughs. Although head coach Kellen Moore warned against reading too much into the decision, it could suggest he's the current front-runner for the starting spot. Safety and former All-Pro special teams ace JT Gray was present for walkthroughs today after leaving practice with an apparent lower body injury yesterday. Head coach Kellen Moore says it's a minor hamstring issue that will be monitored week to week, but shouldn't be a long-term issue. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
We're put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Helm Paint and Decorating. The paint experts of Louisiana. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Max Home. And the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Jackson Blackman and hosts Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
This is Todd Horn. We're back here on Tiger Rag Radio for hour number two. We've had a couple of different power outages during our first hour, and it's kind of thrown us in a little disarray, so we've had some issues on the phone lines as well with our guests. But we're about to go to the Max Home hotline right now. We're going to shift gears. We were talking about LSU starting spring practice or fall camp tomorrow morning at the Ponderosa here in Baton Rouge. That's true. We've managed to talk a lot about it. We're going to shift gears now, talk to Reed Darcy of the advocate.com. And the Morning Advocate here in Baton Rouge. I guess it's not called the Morning Advocate anymore. I kind of showed my age right there, Reed. But Reed, of course, is the LSU women's basketball beat writer for the Advocate. And even though basketball season is still several months away, there's been a lot of news about Kim Mulkey and the LSU Tigers this offseason as she's basically remade her roster. Of course, she's building it around Flauje Johnson and Michaela Williams, and everything else is basically brand new. Reed, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, doing great, Todd. I think you can still call it the Morning Advocate. I think that's okay.
That's good.
I like it.
That's well, sure, good. Because they print it in the morning, you read it in the morning, and it is the Advocate, so sure, why not?
Yeah.
And people still actually read papers, too, you know? I mean,
they
don't just go to theadvocate.com, but I'm sure most of the readership goes to theadvocate.com, but I might be wrong about that.
We need something to line the birdcage.
But I really don't care about that right now, because what I really want to talk about with Reed is Kim Mulkey's new roster, and is she going to compete for a national title this year?
Yeah, I think they absolutely can. You know, they're one of the few teams, again, you know, they're one of the few teams across the country that, you know, is in that conversation of teams that can play for a title. That's not to say that they will. I think there are lots of questions you have to answer, you know, before you figure out exactly how good they can be. But, you know, every year with Kim Mulkey, they always have a shot at the Final Four. This year is no different, especially with all the talent they had, you know, from the transfer portal. I think Mileja Fawiley and Kate Koval are probably going to be starting, you know, right away alongside Flage and Michaela. And then you've got four freshmen coming in, five freshmen actually, and they're the number one freshman class in the country. So I think, you know, the difference with this roster, it's a little bit deeper than the last one. I think Mulkey has more options and the backcourt as well. I also think that there's some more versatility there that Mulkey and her coaching staff can use to their advantage and try to, you know, have a more toolsy kind of roster, and I think that's what they're excited about.
You know, Reed, a lot of the conversation during the offseason was about rebuilding the front court, especially when they had some of the defections to the transfer portal that some were probably unexpected. I'm sure Kim didn't expect as much attrition as she had from the front court. She thought she would have at least a couple of players back that ended up leaving, I think. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But she's basically rebuilt it. You mentioned Koval coming in from Notre Dame. She had originally chosen Notre Dame over LSU as a freshman. She's 6'5". Do you expect her to move into the front court as a starter right away?
Yeah, I think she'll start right away. She's probably that starting center, you know, and she's really she played a good bit at the start of last season with Notre Dame, but then her playing time kind of tailed off once they got a couple of their pieces back from injury. But I think what they like about her is that she is already, you know, as a freshman, she is already a really good rebounder, and she's already a really good rim protector. And I think those two things are really the two most important things that she can provide. You know, any type of post player that plays for Kim Mulkey, you know, number one and two, you have to rebound, and then you have got to protect the rim and play good defense. So I think she's fully capable of doing that. Now, in addition to that, she does have some untapped potential as a scorer and as an offensive threat. If you look at her touch around the rim, it's really nice, really soft touch for a player of her size. And her footwork as well is pretty impressive, again, for a player of her size. It didn't show up last year at Notre Dame. She didn't score the ball a whole lot, but that's absolutely something she's capable of. It's in her game. She was a top five recruit for a reason. So I think they were pretty excited to get her. They did go after, you know, a more experienced player in Sarah Williams from Wisconsin, and they missed out on her. She went to UConn instead. So I think they would have ideally, you know, in a perfect world, added one more piece, one more experienced piece that they can rely on. But they seem to be pretty happy with what they ended up with. You've got between Koval and the freshman Grace Knox, who's going to contribute right away, and then Amaya Joyner, who's coming in from East Carolina, she can maybe start at the four or at least come off the bench. Then they added one freshman late, Megan Yarnovich. She's probably a rotation piece. So we'll see how it shakes out. Koval is definitely the anchor front, and they're excited about her.
And you mentioned that the recruiting class before the late addition was already number one in the country, and there's Grace Knox, who's coming in as a substantial low post piece. Can you talk a little bit about her and what her chances are of possibly breaking into, if not the starting lineup, some significant playing time this year?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if she starts at the four. It wouldn't surprise me if she's that good early on and she's ready to do that. But either way, whether she's starting or whether she's not, I do fully expect her to be, in the rotation pretty heavily right away, because She's the most highly rated recruit of the bunch of the four they signed. She's super athletic. She's 6'2". She's long. I think Mulkey and her staff will really like the way that she crashes the glass. You know, she has the tools to be a really good rebounder. And I also like, you know, the possibility of her in transition, right? She's super fast, super athletic, good at finishing around the rim. So in a way, that's, you know, she's not Anissa Morrow, and she probably won't be Anissa Morrow. You know, that's a pretty high bar to hit. But she kind of plays like her, you know, kind of undersized, athletic kind of forward who can play on the perimeter, guard a bunch of different positions on defense, and just give you that, you know, burst of speed and quickness that they need from that front court. And I think she complements Koval really well, where Koval's kind of the strong, sturdy interior presence that can protect the rim, and Knox is kind of the smaller, more athletic, more agile type of post player who can switch out on the perimeter and guard smaller players. So I think the two of them can, you know, if they're playing to their potential, the two of them can be a really interesting combination in the front court. A lot of versatility for Mulkey to use.
So you mentioned versatility, and I think that's a key word. I think that, and I want your take on this, but I think the last couple of years, even though LSU made it to the Elite Eight, they didn't necessarily have the versatility that I think Kim Mulkey would like to have across the roster. Right or wrong, your opinion, agree with that? And is this more of a tailor-made type of roster that Kim Mulkey would like to have?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think you're right on. I think, you know, if you look back to the 2024 team, the one that lost to Iowa in the Elite Eight, it was pretty top-heavy. You know, you had the five, but you didn't have too many options behind them, especially once Samaya Smith got hurt. And then you think about last year, it was a little deeper, but, you know, they just didn't have, I don't think the real ball handling that they really needed, the point guard play that they really needed to get over the edge, you know. So this team, you know, if everything breaks right, you can see, I think the big difference is that there are a few different ball handlers. You know, for Wiley, I'd expect her to start out at point guard, you know, and be asked to start out to fill that role. But if she struggles with that, you know, think about maybe Haley Van Lith struggled with that a couple of years ago.
Right.
Then you've got Michaela Williams, who's proven herself to be a good ball handler who knows how to run Mulkey's system and knows what's asked of her in that role. And then you've got a couple of freshmen, and maybe they pop. You know, Divine Barrage is a ball handler. Zakiya Johnson can handle the ball a little bit. So I think they really like the optionality that they have, especially in the backcourt. It really has a few different players with different tools that they can lean on, and that helps you in March in the tournament when teams can take different things away.
Well, where do you see Jada fitting into this?
Yeah, I think she'll play. I think she'll absolutely play. She'll probably come off the bench. If she has any strides to make, it's on defense. You know, if she can be an active defender, then I think she can play her way onto the floor. They really like her shooting. You know, that's really the best thing she can do. And anytime you can have a bench player coming in and stretch the floor, space the floor, then she's a valuable asset. So I'd expect her to play. It just depends on her defense. You know, if she can hold her own defensively, then I think she'll be in line for a pretty big role.
You know, I want to. We're going to have to take a break in a minute, actually a couple minutes. And I kind of wanted to save the discussion about Full Wiley. I wanted to invite you back after the break and really talk in depth about Full Wiley and what she could mean to this team, fitting in, how she's going to fit in with Flage, how she's going to fit in with Michaela, because those are three of the best players, bar none in the country. But the question is, how do they fit together? And I want to talk about that after the break. But do you see LSU being able to finally possibly get over the hump against South Carolina this year? You know, they haven't beaten them since Mulkey's been here.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a good question. South Carolina, I will probably pick them ahead of LSU in the preseason poll that we do every year. That's not to say LSU can't beat them, but South Carolina got better, right? LSU got better as well, but South Carolina, they really, really got better. They added the nation's leading scorer out of the transfer portal, Tania Latson, and she came in, and she's going to be exactly what they were missing last year, exactly what really held them back from competing with UConn and winning another national championship. You know, that player who could just get you a bucket, right? They didn't really have that last year. They're going to have that this year, and they're going to have a couple other exciting pieces that they got from the portal, a couple freshmen, and they're going to reload, and I think they'll be even better. So right now, I'd probably have LSU a notch below. That doesn't mean they can't beat them, but they certainly have some work to do before they can get there.
All right, Reed Darcy of TheAdvocate.com and The Morning Advocate, as we were talking about. Can you join us on the flip side of the break?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your super Chevy dealers today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath & Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Hey, this is Todd Horn. We're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. We've got Reed Darcy still on the line. We're talking about Kim Mulkey and the LSU women's basketball team reloaded and locked in for, with a new roster for this upcoming season. One of the big additions we were talking about, Reed, before we went to break was Full Wiley. I think she was a huge addition. She's one of the best players in the country. She's coming in. She's joining two of the other best players in the country, Flauje Johnson and, of course, Michaela Williams. How's that going to look? You already mentioned in the last segment you thought it was going to be she would start out at point guard and then maybe move to different places, talking about Full Wiley. Talk a little bit, if you will, about the type of player that she is, the type of energy that she brings to the court in general, but specifically to this roster, and how you see her fitting in with Flauje and Michaela.
Yeah, so I think the natural, people naturally tend to compare her to, you know, Haley Van Lith in terms of, you know, how they landed at LSU out of the transfer portal and kind of the fit in that roster. And I understand that. That's kind of the first place my mind went to once she transferred to LSU. But I think they're pretty different players. You know, Full Wiley, for example, she's a lot quicker. You know, she's better off the dribble. She's much better at finishing in traffic. She's a lot more athletic, you know, just to begin with. You know, she's at her best when she's in transition driving downhill. You know, she's probably one of the best downhill drivers, best transition finishers in the country. You know, if she's got a layup package, you know, that's just really, really impressive and really, really unique in terms of just not only her skill set, but just, you know, players around the country, right? There aren't too many players like her with her athletic gifts. But, by no means is she a finished product at all. You know, I think at LSU, she's going to have to improve in a few key areas if she really wants to fit in as well as she can and play to her potential. You know, she has to improve her shooting. Mm-hmm. I think she needs to really become a more efficient three-point shooter, especially when she has to play off Flauje and Michaela. Last year, she only shot 26% on three-pointers. Mm-hmm. And I think she also needs to be a more engaged defender, right? She has all the tools to be an elite defender. She's long, she's athletic, she's really good at jumping passing lanes and getting steals that way. But there were times throughout her career where she kind of loses focus off the ball, right? And you could tell that frustrated Dawn Staley at times. And it's one of the things that prevented her from not really playing as many minutes as you think a player like Hood would be playing. You know, she played only 18 minutes a game across her first two seasons. So
she started three games.
So in order for her to take that next step to be a starter and play starters minutes, she's going to have to improve a few key areas. And you know, with Kim Mulkey, we know she won't accept anything less than her best on defense. And so if she wants to get in her good graces right away, then she'd probably be wise to commit to playing to that end of the floor and being fully locked and engaged all the time on that end of the floor. And then, you know, everything else could follow suit from that.
Reed, were you surprised that she decided to come to LSU, that she transferred from South Carolina to begin with?
I was. I wasn't surprised that she hit the portal. You know, I think once Taniya Latson joined South Carolina, the writing was probably on the wall for her. It said that she wouldn't be in line to take that next step. She would probably be stuck in that same role she was the first 2 years. But I was a little surprised that she wanted to come to LSU, you know, because She's good enough to, you know, have a backcourt to herself essentially and have her own team. Now she kind of has to fit in, you know, next to Flage and next to Michaela. And it's always a challenge. It's always an uncomfortable position to put yourself in when you're a player, you know. It's like, you know, being that third fiddle, it's really tough when you've got two established stars already mm-hmm. on one team. So everything else she does is going to revolve around Flage and Michaela, and she has to find a way to, you know, figure out exactly where she fits into that and what she has to do to complement them and to bring out the best in them. So it's going to be a challenge. I think it's like the way that she fits at LSU and what she's in store for this season. I think it's the biggest storyline on this LSU team, but I also think it's, you know, one of the bigger storylines just anywhere in the country, anywhere in the sport. So it should be fascinating to see how it shakes out.
It should be fascinating to see how it shakes out. And it sounds like it could be the difference between LSU making it to the Final Four or a national championship again versus maybe in just another soft run to the Elite Eight, if you will.
Is it going to be a team that, you know, gels and coalesces and makes sense together? Or are they kind of have to navigate the funky fits like they did the past couple of years a little bit and try to get to the Final Four that way? I think if they're a cohesive unit, then yeah, they can be a championship team. But if they're not, then they'll probably be on the outside looking in again.
All right, Reed. We got like 30 seconds, if that. Tell me about this Flage Johnson Club Shay Shay did in about 10 seconds, if you can.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I saw a few things from that, and I didn't see a whole lot, but she apparently isn't too happy with how they kind of handled things after the interview. I'm not sure, but it's a two-hour interview if you want to go and check it out.
So does it mean she's saying that she's not going to talk to any of us next year? No interviews?
No, she'll talk to us. She'll talk to us.
Okay. All right, he's Reed Dorsey. He's with TheAdvocate.com. And he's the beat writer for LSU women's basketball. I'm Todd Horn. We've got Andrew Greenstein. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions, you've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
You work hard every day to pursue a life you love. You put in the time, and it shows. You're forging ahead, chasing a dream, creating something better for the ones you love. You're building your own life. So why not build your own tractor? With John Deere tractors and attachments for almost any need, the Sunshine Team can help you do just that. Check out our current promotions and learn more about what it means to be powered by sunshine at sunequip.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Mixed reaction to President Trump's recent proclamation giving 25 chemical companies, including 12 in Louisiana, a two-year exemption from new EPA emissions rules. President of the Louisiana Chemical Association, David Cresson, says the two-year exemption is necessary because there's a lot involved in meeting these new rules.
You need workforce in order to build the infrastructure that's required to meet these new rules. And obviously there's serious expense that goes along with it as well.
But Ann Rolfless, the director of the environmental group Louisiana Bucket Brigade, says people's health is too important to take 2 years for these companies to meet these new standards.
Anybody who lives in Louisiana who goes by these facilities understands that the pollution is constant, it's nonstop, and this is a reasonable rule to protect us from cancer-causing emissions.
Cresson disputes Rolf's notion that there's a correlation between people's overall health and proximity to a chemical plant, LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
A disturbing story out of Beauregard Parish as the headstone of the mother of the first black mayor of DeRidder is vandalized.
The heart-shaped headstone marking the final resting place of Ciola Harris at Beauregard Cemetery was knocked down. Her son, DeRidder Mayor Michael D. Harris, talked exclusively to KALB Television in Alexandria and said it was important for him to speak out.
I really didn't want to do anything. But I think the right thing to do is to let everyone know what's really going on.
Harris says he's certain that the act was intentional, but he stopped short of saying it was racially motivated. He said he's relying on his faith to get him through.
We got to let the police do their job and God be God, but we're going to forgive him.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Scammers are trying to exploit Louisiana residents again. OMV Deputy Commissioner Matt Boudreaux says a fraudulent text message claims it comes from the OMV trying to collect a fee for an outstanding traffic ticket.
The Office of Motor Vehicles will never send you a text message threatening any legal action or threatening you that if you don't pay a fine.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555. I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
Well, you get down to fiddle and you get down to bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
And we are back on Tiger Rag Radio on this Tuesday evening along with Todd Horn. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
And who was the music by?
That was by Timothy Wayne. Now, that was Louisiana Saturday Night, more famously done by Mel McDaniel. That is what you hear on before every LSU football game, and they've been playing that, I'm sure, at Tiger Stadium for many, many years. But I'm going to tell you this much, Todd.
What's that?
I am going to make a plea right now to the folks who are in charge of the LSU football game presentation. Right now, I'm going to say this on the record. If they don't start playing the Timothy Wayne version of a clip that you just heard right now, there is something wrong. And I said, this is why he said this.
Yeah, you need to explain that.
I'm going to explain it right now. Timothy Wayne is an up-and-coming country artist. He also happens to be a current LSU student. Unlike Mel McDaniel. Now, Mel McDaniel, was a prolific country artist. He's since passed away. His version of Louisiana Saturday Night, you know, a very fine, fine version of that song, the original version. Timothy Wayne actually has a connection with LSU, as in a current LSU student, a tuition-paying LSU student. If you haven't heard his version of Louisiana Saturday Night, and he performed it during the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day in Pasadena, California, when they had the float parading through the streets of Pasadena, it's an incredible version. And if the folks at LSU, at the game, who are in charge of the game presentation, if they haven't heard that song, his rendition, they have to hear it. And that's the one that they have to start playing at Tiger Stadium, in my opinion.
Well, they just heard it.
They heard it just now.
Okay. Okay, good. So an impassioned plea from Andrew Greenstein to make sure that Timothy Wayne's version, who is an LSU student, is played. When I heard it, Piper Hutchinson, who joins us here in the studio right now, the Super Chevy Dealer Studio in Baton Rouge, if you recognize that name, it doesn't surprise me, because Piper is an investigative reporter, works with the Louisiana Illuminator. You can read her work all the time on louisianailluminator.com. And at Tiger Rag, she does special projects with us, and we're delighted to have her doing that as well as in the studio tonight. But when I heard Timothy Wayne's Louisiana Saturday Night, I started getting fired up because, as we know, we've been trying to talk about it between the power outages here all night, that Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers enter their pivotal fourth season for Brian Kelly with a fall camp starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And that only means that Saturday nights in Tiger Stadium are just around the corner. And, Piper, we wouldn't be as excited about this LSU football season and the potential that Brian Kelly's team has going into this fourth season if they wouldn't have been able to put together an enormous NIL package and program this past year to increase their competitiveness against the other programs in the country. As most people know, NIL differs from state to state because of the fragmented nature of the way the NCAA rolled it out and how it's matured and moved since it was introduced in July of 2021. But it's the only reason LSU has a chance to go to the college football playoffs and to then potentially to the national championship this year, because they did put together a successful NIL package. And lo and behold, Piper, you put together an article that ran on the Illuminator as well as Tiger Rag this past week, talking about the Louisiana Task Force on the NIL. And that's relatively new, but it's very, very important for LSU and the other schools in Louisiana. And I have to tell you, I think I told you right when you came into the studio tonight, within the first couple of hours on TigerRag.com when that story was published, more than 85,000 people read it. Now, it's been much more since then because it's been on since early or late last week. But it's rare that a story gets that much traction that quick. So it was very interesting. I'm intrigued by it. What is this commission task force about? Who's it composed of and what are they up to?
So you're absolutely right in describing the fragmented nature of NIL. I mean, a lot of people are talking about, oh, Congress needs to do this, Congress needs to do that. Well, Congress isn't doing anything, but state legislatures are, and Louisiana is no exception. So last spring, the legislature had a few bills related to NIL and college athletes. Most of them failed, but you know, in state politics, when a bill that a lot of people want fails, what happens is they form a task force. And so this gives them an opportunity to kind of study an issue and make recommendations for when we come back next year. So that's what this NIL task force is going to do. It's going to study everything related to NIL. You know, kind of initially, the initial thought was, we're going to study the issue of transparency related to NIL. And now it's kind of expanded into everything related to NIL and athlete compensation, which it's probably a broader topic than most listeners would think.
Well, when you talk about transparency in NIL, I know what you're talking about, but what does that mean? I mean, on a national scale, on a state scale, what are they talking about?
So when we're talking about the state of Louisiana and transparency, well, first of all, most details related to NIL deals are not subject to public disclosure. Under Louisiana law, athletes have to disclose any NIL deal worth $600 or more to their colleges, but not to the public. Now, LSU and other universities, they want their students' NIL income to be exempt from the state income tax because Texas and other states, they don't have a state income tax, and this is another way that LSU can be competitive in recruiting athletes.
So let's break that down. So if I'm, if I'm LSU and I'm trying to recruit one of the a five-star quarterback or a five-star running back or a five-star wide receiver from another state, obviously UCLA, Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Florida State are all going to be recruiting them too. And whatever NIL package they offer him, if he's in, well, maybe not California, but in Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, right now he's tax exempt. He comes to Louisiana, his NIL money he has to pay taxes on.
Right, yeah. Numerous states within the SEC are either don't have a state income tax to begin with, or they're starting to exempt NIL income from state taxes.
And this past year, that was put on the Louisiana legislature
Yeah, there were two bills that would have done that. You know, one that would have exempted the first $12,000 from the state income tax, which aligns it with the standard deduction that's offered to everybody. And the other bill that would have exempted all of it. Every multi-million dollar deal, you don't have to pay state income taxes on that, which is like what they have going on in Texas.
But correct me if I'm wrong here, but let's say that there's an athlete from a state that collects an income tax, like my home state, Massachusetts, okay? And let's say the University of Texas wants to recruit that kid from Massachusetts, okay? And they offer him NIL money. Texas might not impose an income tax, but unless that kid establishes residency in Texas, that money will be subject to Massachusetts income tax because he's still a Massachusetts resident, I believe. Now, I'm no expert in state tax law.
Well, I think it matters where the income is earned.
Okay.
So if you're earning the income in Louisiana, mm-hmm. and a lot of athletes who earn NIL income are Louisiana residents. So,
sure.
You know, it's just another recruiting tactic, another tool mm-hmm. that the schools are openly asking for.
So the bottom line is if you're not having to pay taxes on who's employing you, even though it's not an employee relationship,
yeah.
then more than likely, you may be subjected to taxes. You may not be, but you've got a better chance if you're receiving them from somebody who's not expecting to pay taxes.
Yeah, so if a kid from Louisiana goes to Texas, would Louisiana then impose?
Yeah,
the
you're getting
tax?
Too complicated, man. We're going into that. We don't know. What she's saying is that if I'm getting recruited by uh-huh. the University of Texas and the University of Texas is going to pay me NIL dollars, they're not going to plan to deduct taxes from it. And more than likely, I will establish residence in order to avoid taxes if that becomes an issue.
You know, trying to decipher various tax laws from state to state, now you know why my hair is turning gray.
Yeah, yeah.
But, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because we didn't pass the bill.
That's my question. So why didn't we pass the bill, and did that not passing the bill lead to the formation of this task force?
So we didn't pass the bill because as a state, we're going through some difficult budget times. And it's hard to, you know, deal with the perception of we're exempting these millionaires from taxes. Meanwhile, we're tightening our budget belt in other ways. You know, LSU implemented these like hiring freezes, you know, all across state government, they did the hiring freezes, but LSU went further implementing other budget measures. So perception wise, it's not the time to be exempting NIL income from state taxes. And the failure of those bills did lead to the creation of this task force.
All right. We're going to talk more with Piper Hutchinson about this Louisiana NIL Task Force when we come back. We've got to take a break here at the Super Chevy Dealers Studio in Baton Rouge. This is Todd Horn and Andrew Greenstein. Tiger Rag Radio will be right back after this with more with Piper Hutchinson.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
All right, this is Todd Horn and Tiger Rag Radio, along with Andrew Greenstein, and we're back with Piper Hutchinson, and she's talking to us about the Louisiana NIL Task Force, and we've navigated ourselves through the income tax issue, but there were other issues. And talk to me about the composition of that Louisiana NIL Task Force.
So this task force is primarily made up of athletics officials, a handful of athletic directors from, I think, ULM, Louisiana Tech, Nichols, some of those smaller schools. But LSU has its share of representatives as well. Virge Osbury is on the committee. Kelly Zinn is on the committee. I think we need to talk about her later.
We'll get to her.
And some college athletes and a couple of legislators and representatives from state government.
And so they're all working together in the best interest of making LSU and the rest of the state schools more competitive in NIL deals. That's their overall goal. What are some of the other items on their agenda right now?
So I think they're going to be talking about the income tax issue. Some other things that came up in the first meeting were the problem of international athletes and NIL. Now, this is probably something, one of those things that is actually going to require federal intervention. But basically, as it stands right now, international athletes cannot earn any NIL income or they would risk violating their visa status, which means, you know, you take the NIL deal with Canes, you get deported. So that's going to be a huge issue for any program that's looking to recruit internationally. LSU has basically said that, you know, they're not interested in trying to find any sort of workaround for that. But other schools across the country are trying to find something. To kind of explain the problem in a nutshell is that these visas prohibit them from actively earning income. So, like, if you have an NIL deal under NCAA rules, you have to provide something for the money. You know, you have to go do the photo shoot, the autograph signings,
posts,
the social media stuff. That is all actively working. Now, there are some schools that are doing these workarounds where athletes can kind of earn, like, passive income. They can't promote their name, image, and likeness, but they can allow, you know, the school or some company to, like, sell their jersey and earn NIL income off that. But if you think about who the international athletes are, you know, they're not people who are going to get a ton of jersey purchases.
Right.
Because in the money-making sports like football, you mostly see international athletes on special teams.
Right.
So that's not a great solution either. So that's something that's being discussed right now, but really there's not much to do on the state level. That's going to require at least some sort of policy or rules from the federal government. It might not necessarily require a law.
What other than income tax can that NIL task force work on to actually impact the competitiveness of state schools when it comes to NIL competition?
So one thing I think we are going to see some legislation on is the issue of high school athletes, NIL. That's currently totally unregulated, like nothing at all. And we'll see some more talk about other ways that the state can get involved in athlete compensation. There was some legislation last year that's giving state money to athletic departments, which frees up money for compensation. But maybe there's more that can be done on that front.
That's interesting. I want to talk to you a little bit more about that when we get back. I also want to touch on Kelly Zinn again, because there's some big news about her and former LSU president William Tate. This is Todd Horn along with Andrew Greenstein and Piper Hutchinson here on Tiger Rag Radio. We'll be back right after this break.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your super Chevy dealers today.
You work hard every day to pursue a life you love. You put in the time, and it shows. You're forging ahead, chasing a dream, creating something better for the ones you love. You're building your own life. So why not build your own tractor? With John Deere tractors and attachments for almost any need, the Sunshine Team can help you do just that. Check out our current promotions and learn more about what it means to be powered by sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was a life for me. Home of the LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Okay, we're back for the last segment here of Tiger Rag Radio. Again, Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers start off in earnest his fourth season tomorrow morning with fall camp opening. The Tigers reported to campus today, and they start practice in the morning, and it's a pivotal year. We've got Piper Hutchinson here in the studio with us. Of course, she's an investigative reporter who does a lot of work with TigerRag.com. Her official employer, of course, is the Louisiana Illuminator, and she's been talking with us about the Louisiana NIL Task Force, of which Kelly Zinn, who is the executive athletic director at LSU as we speak, and also the chief operating officer or COO, but maybe not for much longer.
No, it seems that former LSU president William Tate has started poaching the top talent from LSU. It sounds like Kelly Zinn's off to Rutgers soon.
Yeah, so yesterday the news broke that she was a target for Rutgers, and then if I'm not mistaken, the Rutgers board of directors approved a very sizable package to offer her, but as far as we know, she has not yet accepted, but it seems to be the writing is on the wall that she's gone, right?
Yeah, I think that still has to be finalized, but it seems like she's out of here.
Now, what impact in your mind, I know you do a lot of work around the athletic department, not exclusively around the athletic department, you deal a lot with LSU, the system, and of course the legislature, but what kind of impact did Kelly Zinn have? She'd been there at LSU as Scott Woodward's number two since 2022.
Well, I think she leaves big shoes to fill. I mean, that's going to be a big challenge for Kelly to find somebody to to find somebody who's going to do the heavy lifting that Kelly Zinn was doing.
Because she was, as we said, COO, chief operating officer, she was managing a lot of NIL budgets, a lot of the revenue sharing that just came into play. She was instrumental in setting that up. Any ideas who might be a replacement for her? Have you heard anything?
I would probably be surprised if it was somebody here at LSU. I would imagine we bring somebody in.
Yeah, somebody, a big gun from out of state that's fulfilling that same type of role at another university currently. Is that what you're thinking?
There is a lot of churn in college athletics departments, especially right now. And if you want somebody who's going to have that, you know, experience doing that revenue sharing stuff, you can poach somebody who set it up at their university.
Now, one of Kelly's primary roles was managing the revenues of the football department. But the football department has undergone a lot of changes in terms of personnel recently. You know, they brought in general manager Austin Thomas, a general manager, the first general manager of LSU, and he's to manage revenue sharing, roster setup, and you're talking money. You're talking recruiting, budgets, managing the revenue sharing, and they've built out that staff. They've added a lot to it. So it's really the nature of college sports has changed dramatically over the last three or four years, and it's primarily because of NIL, which leads us full circle back to the legislature getting involved in this, putting together this task force. What do you see happening over the course of the next, say, 12 months? When does the legislature reconvene, and what will the impact be?
The legislature reconvenes in March. This committee is going to meet every month for the next 6 months and submit its report in January, so we'll know before session what their intentions are. And I think that there are going to be a lot of discussions about what is the best way to move forward. I do have to think that this income discussion is going to come back. You know, we had this discussion at the task force meeting last week where there was this idea that the public doesn't need to know what's in Flauge's contract. I think that was literally a quote from Taylor Jacobs. But if we're talking about income tax, we're talking about tax policy, we're talking about budgets, we do need to know those things, actually.
All right, Piper Hutchinson, stay on top of it for us, and we'll look forward to you coming back and telling us more about how this task force is working out. And there'll be much more to come. This has been Tiger Rag Radio. LSU starts practice tomorrow morning. We'll have it for you on TigerRag.com. I want to thank Wilson Alexander, Blake Ruffino, and Reed Darcy, and of course Piper Hutchinson and Andrew Greenstein. Jackson Blackman has been producing, and he's done a phenomenal job. Thanks again. This is Todd Horn, Tiger Rag Radio. See you next week.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.